he's got to calm that guy down, man.
He's a little excitable.
I'll tell you, I just love calling basketball. Everybody knows it's just a passion of mine. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to get it started Thanksgiving weekend with girls high school basketball. We've got the holiday tournament over at the brand new Lorraine High. Mentioned to Elyria Catholic girls head coach Eric Rothgary. We'll start things off that night with Elyria Catholic taking on Keystone. The nightcap will feature Strongsville and Lorraine. And we're looking forward to a lot of girls high school basketball this winter on AM 930 WEOL. And as we said, boys basketball as well. We're going to talk boys basketball on Wednesday night right here at Wolfie. But, boy, all sorts of girls coaches have made their way here already tonight. And, again, we thank them. We know they are very, very busy as they're getting ready to get their seasons underway in just a couple of weeks. And a guy who takes over a program is going to try to lay the foundation and get things going over at Oberlin is Brian Kelly. And, of course, Brian's been around the block a few times, my friend. You've been an assistant coach certainly at some schools and head coach, and you take over this Oberlin program. What enticed you about that job? You look at Oberlin girls basketball and you go, well, that's a challenge that I'd like to take on. So what made you think this would be a lot of fun?
You know, first off, I appreciate having us out tonight. This is always a great time. But, you know, been out of coaching for a few years, and really last year, about halfway through the basketball season, the itch started to come back. And I was looking at, I've had some offers from guys to help out in different programs, and I was thinking about doing that. And then the Oberlin job popped open. And, you know, I've coached against Oberlin kids before. You know, and they're great kids, you know, and I'm just looking at the program going, you know, if there's ever an opportunity to come in someplace and try and build a program and build a program the right way, this is the perfect opportunity. And, you know, I decided to, you know, why not throw your name in and let's see what happens, and went down. I was excited with the interview process. A lot of the ideas that the community has and people within the district and the building have match up a lot of the same philosophies I have of how we want to turn this around. And so it seemed like a natural fit, and here I am.
So how do you get the girls excited about it? I mean, winless last year, correct?
Correct.
So what do you sell them on, Brian?
Well, we sell them on a couple things. One, and this is what I've learned, and this is where some of that experience of being in different schools, different programs, not only in basketball but also in football, having coached that, is what I've learned are kids are kids are kids. I don't care what school you're at. I don't care, you know, what the situation is. Kids are kids. And what kids want to know is, do you care about them? And so what we're selling them is trust. We talk about trust all the time. And trust the process right now. Trust the process of what we're going through, how we have to practice, the way we need to practice. Trust that your teammates are going to be there for each other. Trust that we're going to be there for you. We're going to have hard times. We know that. But you know what? I'm not running away from it. And I don't want them to run away from it. And so, and this is something that I learned with coaching girls. Once they believe in what you're doing, they'll run through the wall for you. Guys are a little bit different. We just play and we go out and we do our thing. Girls are different. They need to believe that you're doing, that you're there for the right reasons, that you're not selling them anything. They can smell that coming a mile away. And so we just sell who we are, and, you know, this is what we expect, and we count on the fact that you're going to come to the gym every day, work your butt off, get better. And, you know, today at 3:30 when practice started, it's, okay, the goal is to be better at 5:30 at the end of practice. And the goal tomorrow at 3:30 is to be better than we were at 5:30 the day before. And then we just trust the process, let it all play out.
Have you been better at 5:30 than at 3:30 in the practices so far?
Most days we have been. Today we had a great day, so I'm thrilled today. I'm sitting here going, man, today was probably our best practice we've had so far. But again, that's what we want, and again, that improvement. There's been some bumps, of course. There will be. Our numbers aren't real strong, and it's a matter of just, again, trying to get buy-in and getting the kids to believe in what we're doing. And so you're going to have days where you do, and there's going to be days where you don't. But, you know, if you string together more do's than don'ts, at the end we'll be okay.
Being away for a couple of years, you mentioned that last year you started to get the itch.
Right.
What made you know that I want to get back into this, and sitting out of it for a couple of years, do you think that'll make you a better coach?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. You know what? It's been more than just a couple. It's been 5 years. And You know, the backstory on that is I stepped away because my wife had gotten sick and passed away, and I've got now I had to be dad, and I've done that. And my two youngest now are a sophomore and a junior, and they were the ones that actually came to me. My daughters came to me and said, "Dad, go coach, please. You know, get away from us. You're driving us crazy." And so there was that. But again, you know, last year I did the scorebook for both the boys and the girls teams in Amherst. So I think at one time, I saw 118 basketball games last winter. You talk about the games you do. I'm like, you know, and at some point I'm watching and going, you know what? This is where I belong. This is who I am. You know, everybody has a reason to wake up in the morning. And one of the reasons I wake up in the morning is to be, you know, obviously a good dad and you do all that stuff. But you want to be, I'm a coach. And so, yes, I think stepping away helped a little bit, just in the standpoint that now, you know, I'm a little bit more older and a little bit gone through more experiences in being a single parent dealing with my own kids, and I'm able to translate back onto the court, you know, with the kids now. Just as I became a lot better coach when, you know, in our case, adopting five children, in that case, when I became a parent, I became a better coach. And I think now with the experiences, I've become a better coach too. And like I said, I hope so it better translate.
Wow, that's interesting. It's a fascinating story. So getting back to Oberlin girls basketball,
absolutely.
As I mentioned, you're trying to lay the foundation. You got to have some building blocks. So who are some girls that you're trying to use as building blocks to get this thing going in Oberlin? Who are some key players?
We're really excited. We have two seniors, Markayla Moore, who she's a 6 foot, 6'1 post player. And I think Markayla can be an outstanding basketball player for us. We can throw the ball into her and she can do some nice things down there. She averaged about 8 points a game last year and about 5-6 rebounds. So we're pleased. She's kind of the quiet leader. Our other senior is about a 5'8 wing player, Azure Chamberlain. And she averaged about 8 points again last year. Azure is very athletic. And in fact, one of the things I'm trying to do with the girls, especially with our varsity group, is to get to play a little more aggressively than they have in the past. And I actually told her today in practice, I said, some of the things that when I watched film of them last year, I said, when you play more passive, you're not a very good basketball player. But when you play aggressively and you're out looking for steals and attacking the basket, I said, you're pretty good. And so those are going to be the two seniors that we have. You know, I'm thrilled with them. You know, I have a junior, campaign. Cameron is going to be a nice player. She's also a nice wing player who's going to be a player for us. And then we got some other little pieces and parts. But you know, those three are going to be the ones that we're going to build around to start with.
So Brian, again, taking wins and losses out of it.
Right.
How will you define success?
Again, we want to be better at the end than we are today. Do I think we can win some games? I think we do. You know, I like where we're at now. They're buying in. We scrimmaged Saturday, and it was nice. We scrimmaged Avon Lake, and we scrimmaged John Adams, and it gave them a nice eye-opener to see where we are and where we're headed. And, you know, our success will be measured throughout the course of the year of are we getting better? Are we buying into the process of what we're doing? You know, I will never sit here, and even if I had been here 20 years and we'd had the program built, I would never sit here and tell you how many wins we're going to get.
I understand.
But you know, our goal is we want to be competitive in every game, play our butts off, and just give the effort. And if we do that, everything else will fall into place.
And they often say, you know, players have to learn how to win, teams have to learn how to win. That doesn't mean they're not hungry to win.
Oh.
And I'm sure your girls are hungry to win. That's a tough season to go through last year.
Yes. And, you know, as a coach, I went through an Ofer year. And I know what that process was. When I was at Columbia, we went through an Ofer year. And if for that team, we had established goals as we went through and tried to – literally every game had its own set of goals. I like this. This team, I think, is further advanced than that team that I had. So, again, you know, is there 5 wins out there? Is there 10 wins out there? Is there 8? That's not our focus now. Our focus, again, better at 5:30 than you are at 3:30. Everything else should fall in line. And as long as they play hard and believe in themselves and believe in what we're doing, we'll be fine.
There you go. great to see you back on the sidelines, buddy.
I'm excited to be back.
And
it's
I'm thrilled that you're not sitting in front of me at the Amherst scorers table anymore.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm not going to have to listen to you rip on me in the whole game. And I can't turn around and do anything about it. I mean, it's like, And you know what? It was fun. I enjoyed that part of it. Now it's time to move on to the next part. And, you know, I am thrilled to be back as a coach. This is so much fun.
Tim, if I could just throw this in quickly. If you see this email when Brian sent it to me, Thursday night, October 6th, 8:07 p.m. Well, that night we had the Amherst North Homestead football game.
Yes.
Brian's there. I'm walking up the bleachers. Said, hey, coach, when you can, when you get a minute, shoot me some Overland information. We're getting this preview set. It's like 20 minutes later, this new phone you got me, and all of a sudden comes up Brian Kelly with all this information. I'm like, this guy's good.
There you go.
He set the record right there from the football game.
You need the information. I'm going to get it to you. Awesome. Hey, I'm just thrilled that you want to talk about Overland basketball, so I'll get you whatever you need whenever
you need it.
It's
cool, man.
I know.
Great to have you on, and we wish you nothing but success.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Kelly, first-year head coach over at Overland as he takes over the girls' basketball program at Overland High School. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll kind of take a look at our schedule for girls' basketball to get you into the news at the top of the hour, and then a lot more coaches to hear from. So stay with us. It's our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford Girls' High School Basketball Preview. We're here at Wolfie's on AM 930 WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.